Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea, big one, not the little one. I need to stop saying that because pretty soon I'm going to be big. All right. Big in my face, big in my neck, big in my stomach, big in my back. So I need to stop saying that before I actually become big. Anyway, let me stop playing. Hey, y'all. What's up? How are y'all doing? Welcome back. We are audio only. Amen. And we are here constantly on this journey of pursuit. When I tell y'all, I have been becoming over the last couple of months, really over the past year and a half, your girl has been becoming an emotionally unavailable version of myself, or at least I've been trying to become that, and the Lord has been snatching me up, literally. There has been so much change. There has been so much, not confusion, but there has been so much tension between me and God and the things that he has promised me, my expectation versus God's expectation, all of the things, right? And it has caused me to want to throw myself into isolation and become emotionally unavailable. In my mind, if we do not talk about this, if we do not bring this up, I will be fine. Whole time, I'm ruminating on it in my mind and in my heart. Whole time, I'm isolated, but I'm still thinking and pondering on these things. So when it is triggered, I have been wanting to retreat. I have been wanting to avoid. And I am literally becoming a version of myself that I am not fond of, let's just say that. And I'm explaining that because throughout my life, I have experienced a lot of change, a lot of transition, a lot of abandonment, right? From friendships and relationships and things like that. And me and God has been in a riff. Why does my life have to keep changing? Why do I have to keep going through this? Why do people keep coming into my life only to leave me, only to treat me as if whatever, whatever, whatever? Why does this keep happening to me? And the Lord literally checked me. And first he coddled me. You know, he rubbed my little shoulder, wiped my little tears. And he began to tell me, you have to stop resisting change because you are on a journey, a specific destined journey towards your purpose. And the things that you are attaching yourself to, the titles, the identity, the versions of yourself, the people that you are attaching yourself to, that's not meant to stay. Like, you are meant to evolve as you are on this journey of pursuit. You are meant to become the version of yourself obtains and sustains the promise, the things that God has been promising me. And along the journey of becoming, I've been feeling like, or I have been looking at situations like negatively, very negatively. My perspective has not been positive towards a lot of things because everything keeps changing. Everything is out of my control. I never come to a place in my life where I feel like I am in control. I never stay in a place or in a specific industry longer than I expected to, right? And that creates a lot of bitterness. It creates a lot of rifts between me and God, because in our minds, we can think that just because God led us to something means that that's the place we need to stay. We always want to feel like we've arrived on this journey, right? This journey towards pursuit. But we don't realize we have not arrived yet. We keep wanting to end the journey. We keep wanting to stop and take a break. We keep wanting to settle. We keep wanting to move towards purpose. But when we get comfortable in places, in relationships, in spaces, we think the work is over. We think we've passed the test. We think there is a reward for every phase of the journey. And that's not always true. So I think I mentioned this a couple of episodes ago, where every year for the past couple of years, I have been finding myself in a season of transition, or seasons of transition, where it begins in August and it goes all the way through January. And if you think about this season of transition, it is physically coming out of the hotter summer months into autumn, into winter, and change is inevitable. But we can become so comfortable in that type of change that when our comfort zones are threatened, that type of change, we don't like that. I don't like that. And I had to dig deep into this. I was asking God, okay, well, if I don't like change, if I have a resistance towards change, like what is that? Why am I like that? And he began speaking to me about like abandonment issues, and the fact that when you are used to experiencing loss, when you are used to experiencing temporary situations, temporary relationships, your desire for permanency, your desire for stability clouds your judgment. It literally becomes the thing that was never meant to become the thing. You want stability so bad that you are willing to stay in relationships, to stay in friendships, to stay at jobs, to stay in a place longer than the expiration days, way past the expiration date. And that is not the journey towards purpose. We want to be established so bad. We want to have our 30s. If you are in your 30s, it's as if when you get to a certain age, 30, 33, 35, you feel as though you need to be established. You feel as though stability becomes the requirement. Stability becomes the focus, right? And what I'm learning is that when you are a chosen one, when you are a chosen vessel, that traditional route doesn't always apply to you. Not saying that God does not want you to be stable, not saying that God does not want you to have stability, but when stability becomes your focus, you limit God. You become so focused on, well, I need to have this amount of money in my bank account. I need to have a relationship status that reflects whatever. I need to be engaged. I need to be this. I need to be that. Like, your stability, your craving for stability is basically you saying, all right, God, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And so when he gives that to you, you don't realize, oh, I'm still on the journey of pursuing. I'm still on the journey of becoming, because what I have now, that's okay in the moment. Like, I'm satisfied with that now. I got the stability. I got the job. I got the relationship. Now what? I have been on this journey of pursuit for a while, even before I started this podcast in 2020. But I am realizing that comfortability is a threat to my destiny. Stability is a threat to my destiny. when I was living in my apartment, taking care of myself, being independent, all of the things, I was worried about sustaining my stability. All right, what can I do? What can I pursue to sustain what I have? What can I do to keep what I have? Because I've experienced loss before. I've experienced an eviction before. I've experienced going without before. How can I keep what it is that I believe I need in this season of my life? And sometimes that compromises what God is wanting you to do. That gets in the way of his direction. It gets in the way of his leadership. Since I've been back here, I have not been worried about all of those other things. God has shifted my focus to the new thing, writing. That's why I've been on Substack. If you all are not subscribed to my Substack, the free or the paid version, click the link in the, what is it? Where am I? Is this, I'm about to say description box, like we're on YouTube. Click the link in the show notes. My God. Or just go to Substack and type in Living in Pursuit. All of these platforms are just, my God. But that goes back to wanting to be and wanting to stay in my comfort zone. I'm comfortable on TikTok. I'm comfortable on all of these other platforms, right? But Substack is forcing me to confront my emotions, and it's causing me to be vulnerable. And going back to what I was saying earlier about becoming or wanting to become emotionally unavailable, God knew exactly what I needed by placing me on Substack. Because with TikTok, with all of the other platforms, you can edit out the parts that you don't want people to see. You can edit out the parts that you don't want to say. But on Substack, it forces you to make sense of how you articulate a thought. It challenges you to show up as your most raw, authentic self without hiding behind editing. So writing for me has forced me to become emotionally available, right? So when you are on the journey and when you are on the path of pursuit towards purpose, you have to be okay with change. You have to be okay with creating a plan and God being like, nah, we ain't doing that. Okay. You have to be okay with Jesus not getting what you want all the time. You have to be okay with you have to be okay with the people you starting this journey with slowly falling off of this journey and this path with you. You have to be okay with people not wanting to stay in your life, even if you want them to. You have to be okay with not knowing the why or not knowing the reason behind losing certain things. You have to be okay with losing things. You have to be okay with losing people. You have to be okay with losing income. You have to be okay with losing whatever it is that you are trying to hold on to. You have to be okay with the way God wants to stabilize you along this journey. You have to be okay with the way he wants to provide for you. You have to be okay with, you have to come into agreement with his way of provision. You becoming resistant to change is rooted in fear and control. And the control is behaviors centered around the fear. You want to be able to control what's going on around you so that you do not experience the discouragement or the disappointment. You don't want to experience pain. So you want to control everything around you. You want to control the way God's. You want to control your situation, your circumstance, your finances, all of these things. You want to control all of that because there is some pain and some fear connected to it. This is why it is so hard to trust God in the unknown. This is why it is so hard to believe God. All of these things that he is promising you requires you to let go of your idea of what it's going to look like. Let go of the idea of what the journey is going to be. My God. like for me, I'm realizing that this podcast is a whole lifestyle, living in pursuit. I am discovering the depths of what living in pursuit actually means. It is not getting out of fear so that we can live in pursuit of the things that God has for us. It ain't just about that. It's about transforming into the person you were created to be and embracing change, embracing God's way, allowing God to get you there in the timing he wants to get you there, in the way, the route that he wants to get you there. It's not about coming out of fear and pursuing the thing. It's about learning how to stop resisting change on the way. It's about constantly being in pursuit of what God has for you. And that is going to look different in many seasons of your life. You are going to go through so many phases. You are going to go through so many changes, but you're going to have to be okay with that. You're going to have to embrace that. Yes, the new thing is the new thing, but what if the new thing causes your whole life to change? What if the new thing causes you to come out of your comfort zones? What if the new thing causes you to have to let go of people you thought were going to be in your life for a lifetime? We have to stop getting comfortable at the places God leads us to. Because the moment we get comfortable there, we stop growing. We stop trusting God. We stop expecting something new. We stop expecting change. We went to go see Mufasa last night, and towards the end of the movie, Mufasa has this moment of revelation. Like, everybody started calling him king. Everybody started bowing down to, I'm saying everybody, like these animals are people. These animals started bowing down to him and calling him king. And he's sitting up there like, I am not the king. I was just coming to this Malele. I was just coming to this place to, you know, find my family. And the only reason I'm here is because of X, Y, and Z, right? But he didn't realize the place he landed, like the place that he pursued, was his place of destiny. The whole time he was pursuing after Malele, he didn't realize once he got there, he was going to be a king. That wasn't even in the plan. He wasn't even expecting that. He didn't see himself as a king. He was so focused on getting there that he didn't realize why he needed to be there. If you haven't seen the whole movie, basically, Mufasa gets separated from his family at the beginning. He ends up finding Scar's family, and he becomes like a stray. He gets like inducted into their pride, into their family. So he's already out of his comfort zone. He's already out of his norm, right? He's basically an orphan that found this new family and had to adjust to the change. Once he got comfortable, once he grew up and he got comfortable, there was a moment where something had to shift again. He had to move on from that pride and go to Malele. He had to endure a new pursuit. Something happened to where he could not stay where he was comfortable in. He didn't realize he was on his way to greatness. He didn't realize that Malele was his kingdom. He didn't realize that Malele was the place he was going to be reunited with his family. He didn't know all that. We don't be knowing why all of these changes are occurring in our life. We don't know what the outcome of all of these circumstances is going to be. But if he would have stayed, if he wouldn't have embraced the journey, if he did not constantly pursue after Malele, his true identity would not have been revealed. Even along the journey, all of the skills and all of the learnings and the teachings that the lioness gave him, it was useful for the journey. Y'all need to go see that movie. My God. It was useful for the journey. He had skills the lioness had taught him a bunch of things, but it wasn't revealed. My God, it wasn't exposed until he got on the path towards destiny. For some of us, there are gifts on the inside of us. There are mindsets on the inside of us that have not been yet exposed because we are resistant to change, because we are scared of what's going to happen if we pursue after this thing. You don't even really know who you are for real. You don't even know who you are yet. We have an idea of who we are. Yes, I'm multifaceted. I have all of these gifts. I'm very creative. I can do X, Y, and Z. But who am I to my core? Like, who am I going to be? What skills have not yet been exposed? What is something on the inside of me that hasn't even been revealed yet? You wouldn't know that if you keep getting stuck in your comfort zones, if you keep getting stuck at the place that you are currently at. The way I have been in this room, like to myself, me and God, I've been spending a lot of time, a lot of quiet time. First thing I do in the morning is I just embrace the quietness. I don't open up my phone. I don't even reach for my phone. I'm literally just sitting in and soaking in the silence. And that is something new for me. It gives me peace. It allows me to have a moment with myself, but it also allows me to have a moment of clarity, a moment of reflection, just really understanding and really embracing where I am in the moment. I'm not worried about, oh, I need to get up and go to work. I need to get up and do this. I need to get up and do that. I'm not worried about all of that anymore as I was a couple of months ago. I'm finally like in the present. I'm no longer worried about the future. That was specific to why God has me here. That was purposeful. I couldn't see it as I was handing over my keys. I couldn't see it as I was moving back into my parents' house. I couldn't see it as I was crying and, you know, bawling out and crying out to God in confusion. Why is this happening to me? I couldn't see it in the moment. But now I realize, oh, all of this is purposeful towards my journey. The place where I was at was not the place that I needed to stay. There's always more to pursue. There is always more to experience. What God has me doing right now, I've never done it before, but I've seen it done before. I've never done it before, but I've seen it done before. It is now my time to pursue after something I saw. Jesus, it's now time for me to pursue after something I didn't even think I was going to do. I'm doing it because God is leading me to it, but I'm doing it with confidence because he already showed me. He already showed me this. He already showed me how it was done. He already showed me someone else doing it. He already exposed me to it. So it's not unfamiliar to me. It's actually, oh, that's why X, Y, and Z happened. Oh, that's why I ended up here. That's why it's beginning to make sense, right? So I guess this podcast episode is just to encourage you all to stop resisting the change. I don't know what type of changes you are going through in your life right now, but it is all going to make sense eventually. It's not going to feel good. It's not going to be comfortable all the time. You're not going to be able to run back to what comforted you. You're not going to be able to control the situation. But it is an indication that you are moving on to a new place. The change that you are experiencing right now is a requirement for your purpose. It is also a lesson for the journey of pursuit. It is also a lesson to stop resisting change. Stop thinking that you're losing something. Stop thinking that God is not going to replace what you lost. Stop thinking that just because he led you somewhere, that is the end all be all. Stop getting comfortable in the places where God places you. Stop settling for the moment. Always embrace where you are. No matter where you are, like, embrace those moments, embrace the moment. Don't settle for it. I wrote about this on my Substack the other day, and it was basically the question of, do you idolize your career? Is the reason why you are resistant to change because you have a fear of what people may think? Are you afraid of people calling you a failure because something changed, or because you weren't able to fix something, or because you lost something? Like, is the reason why you are holding on to this thing that God is clearly telling you to let go of because you are afraid of what people may say or what they may think? Has the enemy begun planting those ideas and those thoughts into your mind, causing you to try to disobey God and what he's telling you to do? Do you have an insecurity towards not having a title? Like, is that insecurity driving you to stay stuck at a place you know you don't need to be at anymore? Okay. I go more in depth on that on my Substack. It is for the free version of Substack. If you want to be a part of the paid Substack, I did lower the price. It was $9.99, but now it's $5.99. So if you just want to support your girl, you don't have to join the challenge. If you just want to support my newsletter, it does help me financially. But yeah, most of what I experience on a day-to-day basis, it's going to be on Substack. It's not going to always be a particular episode, but it is going to be a Substack post, an article that you can read. So yeah, I hope this episode was encouraging to you all, because I know I ain't the only one going through it. I ain't the only one experiencing disappointment, discouragement, confusion, whatever the case may be. I know that I am not the only one navigating a transition or navigating change. I know I'm not the only one who has a resistance to change. I know it. But I'm just sharing with you what God shared with me, in hopes of helping you navigate this season that you're in, helping you to navigate your journey as a whole. Stop getting stuck in your season. Every time you enter a new season, you get too comfortable. Like, we got to put it in our minds. I am on a journey. Okay. Wherever I am right now is not where I'm going to be. Amen. God has more for me. I am meant to do more. I am meant to pursue more. I have to become okay with change. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.